Welcome to the Andrea Palladio Tour, a journey to discover the city of Vicenza, the city of Andrea Palladio. In 1994, Vicenza was added to the UNESCO list of World Heritage Sites for the monuments in the city. And in 1996, this status was also extended to Andrea Palladio's villas in the Veneto. Palladio's influence on the urban development of Vicenza transformed the city into a universally recognized unique specimen of beauty. In the old town center of Vicenza, there are 23 monuments that were designed by Andrea Palladio, as well as 16 villas, three of which are located in the city of Vicenza, and 13 within the province. Before entering the theater, it would be beneficial to understand a few details about the history of the city to better define Andrea Palladio. Vicenza became a municipium romanum, or a Roman municipality, in 49 AD. In the Middle Ages, it was dominated by other powerful cities, all of which left their mark on this town. The castle in which we are currently standing dates back to the rule of the city of Padua and the Carrara family. This spot is actually the beginning of the road that leads to Padua. In front of the castle, behind the statue we have our backs to, is the beginning of Corso Palladio. Where the tour ends, on the other side of Corso Palladio, we will see another medieval tower, which dates back to when the city was dominated by the Della Scala family of Verona. Corso Palladio leads in the direction of Verona. When Verona's influence subsided, the Venetians peacefully began to rule the city. Their rule lasted from 1404 to 1796. It was during this long domination in the 16th century that Andrea Palladio lived and worked. While you're listening to me, move closer to the entrance of the theatre. Vicenza is often associated with Andrea Palladio, who actually is only from Vicenza by adoption. He was born in Padua in 1508 and died in Venice in 1580. His real name was Andrea di Pietro della Gondola. His father's name was Pietro della Gondola, and he worked as a miller. He needed a gondola to make his deliveries along the canals of the city. When Andrea was young, he began to work as a stone cutter. In fact, he served in the workshop of the Pedemuro San Biagio family. It was during this period, when he was restoring Villa Trissino in Cricoli, near the town, that he met his mentor, Trissino. Gian Giorgio Trissino, a noble, enlightened and cultured man, was fascinated by Andrea's talent, and he adopted him, schooling him in the humanities and providing him with a more complete education. It was Trissino who gave him the name Palladio. It is unknown if he did this in honor of Pallas, the goddess of the art, or if the name came from the angel Palladium, a heroic character from the poem entitled Italy Liberated from the Goths, written by Trissino himself. Thanks to Gian Giorgio Trissino, Palladio was able to travel to Rome and learn about Roman and Greek art, which inspired his works. We are now about to visit the Olympic Theatre. Remember that inside the theatre, flash photography is prohibited.